in an action for criminal libel. Her daughter by a former marriage, Miss Eloise Potts, was listening from an alcove where she very much hoped to remain undiscovered. 16 characters in search of an author. Chapter 1. There is a certain room in the Tate Gallery, which in these unregenerate days is used more as a passageway towards the French pictures collected by Sir Joseph Devine than as an objective in itself. There must be many lovers of painting who have hurried through it countless times and who would be unable to name or even to describe a single one of the flowerings of Victorian culture which hang there, so thoroughly does the human mind reject those impressions for which it has no use. Indeed, Paul Fotheringay, until, on the second day of November, he found himself sitting in this room, had been unaware of its very existence. He now observed that it was mostly hung with large and unpleasant works of the Every Picture Tells a Story school, interspersed with some rather inferior examples of pre-Raphaelitism and a few careful drawings by Ruskin. He sat on a hard and shiny bench and gave himself up to the contemplation of an elderly lady who was struggling with but little success to reproduce